Yo, what's up, party peoples? It's your boy Ace the Face Aristotle in the place. What's cracking, y'all? I got my man to the right of me, Bino. Say what up, boy.
What the fuck going on?
The fuck is going on? What's going on with y'all? It's my man Stu Pipe. Paul!
What it do?
What's cracking, y'all? Yo, we just gonna jump right into today. The flush, y'all. The shit is situationships. That's fun. That's already fun. I like the way that's going already. Like, you know what I'm saying? We just going to jump right into the situationships. Everybody's had them. Those are the moments that you... There you go. Do it again. You know, I love that shit.
Do it again.
I forget what the fuck that's...
Coming to America?
No, was it?
That's like one of my favorite movies.
Yo, that is a good joint too. Yo, we gotta do a film study on that. Yeah, upcoming episode.
That would be dope. So we'll probably,
That'd be dope as shit.
Yeah, that'll be our season. That'll be our next season film study. Cause I mean, I don't think.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want to do more than one in one joint. Yeah, right. You know, we do classic epic joint the season. All right, back as we digress back to situationships. I'm gonna just jump right into shit. That's the shit that is like the situation before the relationships. You're not really aiming for one. You was like just in it for the thrill, lack of better words, you know what I'm saying? And it just so happened to be funny because I was in a couple of situations just before I decided to jump in my relationship, and I received some backlash, like, you know what I mean, of course, like men do, but I don't really give a fuck about it, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, that shit was funny as shit. The shawty was like, so, damn, it's like, yeah, I'm not looking for a relationship. And then all of a sudden, yeah, I'm in a relationship since then. I'm like, all right, and so what? I made my decision. You feel me? Like, but them shit, man, what y'all spend on it, dog?
So, I hope you're insinuating that that was a cognitive decision to be in a situation.
Yeah, that's exactly like, what I'm, to be in the relationship.
No, but I'm saying, like, the way you made it sound, you made it like a situationship wasn't a choice. You just kind of, like, found yourself there. I feel like you choose situationship.
I mean, I didn't necessarily know. I didn't necessarily find. I went fishing. I definitely, like, at that point in time, I definitely went fishing. I'm not going to sit up there and act like I didn't. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but, yeah. I'm speaking on a positive note. If you are inquiring, brother.
All right, my good brother. I'm gonna go ahead and just look at, tell you what I think a situationship is. Because what I think a situationship is more like, it's similar.
Okay.
I think it's a choice. For one, I feel like you're 100% aware of a situation.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
The reason a situation, there's no accidentals. I don't even believe in accidental babies. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people like to pretend like it was an accident, but no pretending. But back to what you was doing, boy.
Yeah. I'm not denying none of that.
Situationships, I think, are a choice. You know, you're coming out of a relationship, and your thought process is, I don't think it's necessarily that I don't want to be in a relationship. Is that when you come, I think one thing that we got to understand when we're in relationships or we come out of relationships, I think the emotional imprint that we are, you know, we got to get back to ourselves. So, you know, in order to get back to ourselves, we got to go through a couple situations to where we realize, all right, we back now. It's like, no.
Yo, you're a jackass.
But I feel like a situationship is it a mutually agreed upon, you know...
Situation.
Yeah, a situation between two people who have situations.
Two adults, right.
Or what they like to consider situations or relationships where they in the in-between phases. What you think, bro?
I was just about to say, because if y'all can see the look on his face, he's like, yo, listen. I don't know what y'all talking about, but this what it is. Go ahead, Mino. The floor is yours, brother.
Like, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you gentlemen
right
delegate this fucking situation when all in reality is fucking, it's not rocket science, like, well, it's true. Fucking a true. Situationship, all right, let's be real, we all start out with situationships before you become a motherfucking situation. Let's be real. Your baby mom, my baby mom, was a motherfucking situationship.
No, she wasn't.
Yes, the fuck she was.
No, she wasn't. I thought it was a situationship. We were in a mutually agreed relationship.
Which, how it start? Before y'all did that mutual agreement relationship, how did it start? Egg fucking exactly. Anyway, in a nutshell. Anyway, in a nutshell. What I'm saying is this. A situationship can go either way. It can go good. It can go bad.
I just disagree.
I gotta disagree.
Of course you'll disagree, because it's you. I can put me in a situation. Me and my baby mom's in a situation.
No, because, like,
we even
I don't... No.
Here
like,
we go. Let it...
It's not a situation. Nah, man, it's not a situation.
Why you wasn't a situation? Yo,
because I went into the joint with open eyes and thinking, like, forward thinking about, like, yo, I'm meeting this girl. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm about to graduate college. Yeah, I'm.
So
like,
you went in the situation, this is going to be my girl?
Yeah. Of course. Why wouldn't I?
You just some other... Yo, this nigga different. I swear. Like, but all right, at the end of the day...
Now, hold on, because I gotta, like, I don't wanna...
I feel as though motherfuckers need scenarios in the way y'all breaking this shit.
All right. Yo, scenarios like, would be absolutely
because, first
perfect
of all, right let's keep all the way G-real. Nigga, you in a relationship, East.
Yes, I am, and a very healthy one.
Very healthy relationship. Yeah. Beautiful relationship that I can put my input on.
Yes, you can.
I'm in something you will call a situationship. I'm in something what you'll call a situationship.
Right, understood.
Of the situation, but I'm situating a situation because the situation is the situation that I want.
Right, facts.
You feel me?
Understood. So, all the way.
And I am Sir Situator.
Sir Situator, so, you know what I'm saying?
As far as all that shit go, you feel me?
Facts. I dig it.
It's all about the angle of the dangle. You get what I'm saying, baby?
It's all about the angle of the dangle, the motion of those, and all that other good shit. Listen, I keep it, but, dog. Like, situationships definitely don't happen on accidents, dude. I feel you there, but he's right. A situation is basically
that's the
just.
Cop I was saying.
It's just fucking, bro. It's like getting those urges right out the way. See what I'm saying? Like, and not necessarily right out of the way, because sometimes we blur the lines with those.
But at
like,
the end, the lines gonna get blurred regardless, yeah. Because if it's a situationship and y'all each other's yeah, situation.
Like I said, equally know that we situations.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like, and a lot of, see, I ain't gonna say it like that, but ladies, like, a lot of times y'all play that role, like, listen, like,
what,
a lot, with? Most, I'm gonna say, I'm not gonna say a lot of y'all, half of y'all, I'm gonna say half and half, I'm gonna say what? Half and half. Because some of y'all keep it real player at first.
Right.
My thing is,
right.
Niggas
like,
could
at
be
first.
A side nigga for like 10 years and not even know it. Like,
that's true. For that sure. Is very, that is, that is capable. So
but this should in. Take what? Us back to the first season when we say these girls are more psychologically and militant.
Oh, yeah, you know,
when
more
it come
technically
to this
well equipped. Yeah.
You feel me? It's
hey.
Different. But that's why, personally, I like dealing with older females.
Oh, man, like, here we go.
I love
that's
it.
Just me personally.
I'm just
don't
loving
get me wrong. I love all females. Don't get me wrong. But, like, you mean at the end of the day, I feel as though that's I feel up, as man. Though older females, like, I don't know. I guess, you know. I just feel as though they is going to be less of that bullshit.
Because they know what they want.
They know what they want.
They know what they want with the situation.
I ain't trying to argue with y'all. You know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't trying to debate y'all. On
oh, no. This
no,
is a debate.
No, no.
That
this
is what this
debate
is for.
Because this is a debate.
No, hear me.
I'm going to tell you why it's a debate. Because I didn't like the way you just said I'm not about to argue with y'all. Because I feel as though you about to just say that to shut me the fuck up. No. You know me. When you say that, I got to come back at you. So what are
yo,
you thinking?
You know what? I got to spin on it. Tell me what your brother's thinking about it. Situationships can turn into relationships because of multiple situations, correct or incorrect?
I mean, yeah, like that's what his original concept is, but like I'm just saying you choose to be in a situationship and then you choose to then let that situation go from a situation to a relationship because
right.
You got to make decisions. In that situation,
yeah, you don't accidentally just fall into the vagina. That doesn't happen. You don't just like
you know
slip
mean?
Into the shit. It's not like you.
With
ever
that seen... being said, shut up. With that being said,
fuck out
with
of
that
here.
Being said, we're gonna bring this back then, because I feel as though me and my we having a debate like we used to be when we
yo,
was fucking kids, and
yo,
I'm enjoying.
And that's dope.
So
I'm
you saying
it.
To me, okay, he said, rewind it back when I said to him. So you was going into this situation saying. This is going to
be my
girl.
Girl.
You
right.
Get what I'm saying? All right, Saladin. Now, what if y'all both had that in y'all heads, but her mind changed?
That's legitimate.
I mean,
at
that point, that is a legitimate
right, like, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all both get, see, matter of fact, I
but what I was saying was this. I know how you are. So when I say this, no, that's not an assault.
No, I know it's not an assault. Yeah, yeah, we call it space.
So when I say I know how you are,
yeah,
I know how you think.
No, yeah,
so
it's a family
I know
thing.
When
yeah.
you first met her, you wasn't on the tight time. When you very first fucking met her, was on a tight time, this is gonna be my girl.
So,
no,
all right,
nigga.
No.
You said, yo, I wanna poke this girl's stomach the fuck up. And then once y'all start talking and y'all start vibing, bro. Once y'all start talking and vibing and y'all got to know each other, that's when you was like, you know what? Damn, she thorough. Like, it's more than I still wanna poke her, but she's thorough.
Right,
like,
right, but she cool. Like,
but see,
that's how a situation
become a situation. That's not a situation. Well, I keep telling y'all, it wasn't a situation. All right,
it wasn't like that.
So are we talking about situations I'm where people have no entitlement? They're just fucking for the thrill of fucking.
So for real,
this is what a situation is. I'm like, yeah, but when you go into the situation, like, I'm about to, when we use the toxic masculinity vibes that we all have,
yes.
you know, as men,
yes.
you know, we coming out of our little relationship, our feelings might be hurt. You
yeah,
know?
We on a vengeful little vengeful, spiteful, missing type
for
shit.
Sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
I'm about to break
there.
This
and
bitch
then we
up.
Kicking
mm-hmm.
the Rambo.
Right.
We turn into that man.
Yeah.
That we all know that live beneath the surface.
Beneath the abyss, yeah.
And that's how the situation come in. Because we going in the mindset, well, yeah, I'm about to fuck this bitch. I'm about to fuck as many bitches as
I
can.
Like, to get myself back happy. Like, yeah, what the fuck?
To make myself happy.
Shit.
But you know what's funny? I never felt like that. Like, I never had the feeling like... No,
that's because you different. And I know, you might want to fake the funk on the. I knew that.
No,
we
call it spade.
Oh,
spade.
No, he's trying to call it spade. No, so mind you, this is my cousin, so I'm going to let him talk
yeah,
his shit.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, let's be all the way G real. Even if I'm going. Like, I never had a problem getting a fucking female.
See, but that's the thing. Like, my man, see.
I never had a problem. Go
see,
ahead.
See, this is my thing, and I always like. And I don't knock my man, I just know my man. Like, he not gonna let you get that close. You know what I mean? When you start to push the buttons that really matter and shit, like
okay.
you start to get to that level where, all
right,
look, yeah, he done with you, bro.
Right, it's
like and it ain't even that, it ain't no disrespect to you. It's just that it's getting too real. Now I gotta be able to answer these questions. I gotta be, nah, man, get away from me, yeah. Like,
yeah, that nigga do know me. that just gave me a chill a little bit. But, it's like this with me. And this really how it is with me. I'm a thorough motherfucker even in a situation that we not even a fucking factor. We not even in a relationship.
But what I'm saying is, like, it's a difference from being thorough and being open and being...
I mean,
right,
being
and then
thorough,
somebody blurring the lines on purpose.
At the end of the day, it's like, all right.
Agreeing this shit.
All right, this the way I operate.
You know what I mean? Agreeing
yeah.
this shit. All
right, but let me go let him finish.
This
we
the way
talk,
I operate. Yeah. If I talk to a female with kids, by right, if I holler at you and I get you something to eat, them young boys got to eat. I'm going to ask about
right.
the young boys. You
right.
Feel me? Like... That's just me 100%. Being the motherfucker that I am. You get me? Because I got kids. You get what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, if one of my baby moms would give up some pussies to one of these niggas, I will hope one of these motherfuckers care about if my
you
fucking young
right.
girls eat.
Yeah,
you
goddamn
me?
Right.
So at the end of the day, I was raised by a single mom, and that shit come with it.
But my
you
nigga, that's just social responsibility.
Exactly.
Nigga.
As
like,
a, but not
here,
everybody think like that.
Right.
Baby
yo,
mom,
niggas is really
but
out here for
everybody
the kill.
Think like that. But that's where the lines get blurred, because at the end of the day, a lot of females will be like, damn, he doing for my, even though it's not like,
it's not even like
it's
that.
Not like
right.
that.
Not even like
I
that.
Care about young boy fucking hungry. And if you know what I'm saying, I see young boy struggling.
Because I've been a
hungry
young boy.
That's what
before,
I'm
like.
I would see young boy struggling with homework or some shit, I'm not helping.
Right.
But certain females, they'll take it as damn, like he's spending that QT.
Right. And
there'll be some
and
that's ass niggas.
And that's what plays into what you're talking about, switching the mind.
That's what
like,
I'm
yeah,
saying.
Right, yeah.
But at the end of the day, I mean, I'm doing it because I want to do it. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't,
because I'm a
I don't
genuine
expect
motherfucker.
Nothing from you and shit like that.
This is who I am.
This is who I am.
Right.
Now, shit get different because you get emotionally attached to them damn kids or you like, you mean, it's
right.
different.
Okay.
You
right.
get what I'm saying? Now, and
wait,
my,
why you
and
saying,
my
why
aspect,
you saying like that
because
to them damn kids?
Because at the end of the day, I'm this bull. I'll make my job to me, this how I think. My job to me is to make your life easier. You
facts.
Get what I'm saying? But if you're going to be a little dizzy dickhead and do all this weird shit, like pick arguments to see how far you can push me and all this weird shit, you ain't never going to get the same emotion from me twice. Ever. Ever. So the first time, that's the last time you're going to see me really act like a fucking ass. Like, so from now on, when I'm nonchalant, don't ask me why I'm acting nonchalant. You know why the fuck I'm acting nonchalant. And if you don't know, you just won't find out. Like, that's how I operate. Now, how you feel about that one, cuz? How y'all feel about that? Am I wrong for feeling like that? And this me asking y'all.
I don't necessarily feel you are. No, I mean, I don't feel that. I don't feel you are. Because, like you said, like, and I got to touch to the, like, the nitpicking shit. Like, is why do it? So, like, and then you when you do it, and then you explain it to me, and then it's like, you expect me to just be like, all right, oh, because it's like, yo, why would you even go that far? If I say I'm rocking with you, I'm rocking with you. Like, that shit, my words should have touched unless you've seen otherwise. And if you've seen otherwise, check me about it. You feel me? Like, I mean, that's how I feel. That's how I feel about that. How you feel about that, Stu?
I'm like this with it. Well, as far as what he said, you know, directly addressing him and taking accountability for his toxic behavior. You know what I mean? No, I'm not judging, and I'm not judging, we all have toxic behavior. This is where we are as young men, and you know, moving into this stage is, like I said, like, we gotta be able to be, in order to be leaders and, you know, make a difference, like, we gotta first identify our toxic behaviors and this that we do wrong. But I like he said, yeah, like he'll always tell you. I mean, like, one thing I know about my man is, like, if he meet a shorty, like, go ahead and give him the list. What's the problem? Tell him what the problem is when they meet you. Oh.
What you mean? That's
for me. How many,
Go ahead. Step off. You gotta do what you gotta do,
man. I'm taking over for my boy, but yep, basically with me, I tell him, like, when I first meet a female, like, first of all, like, a lot of females say I'm a people person. Like, I have a personality. You feel me?
Right.
And, like, me, I've been through a lot of, like, shit in my life. You feel me? Yeah, to where as though a motherfucker shouldn't be happy, for real.
Yeah.
And I feel as though we all been through shit like that.
Yeah.
But I feel absolutely as though it's how you carry it. You feel me? The way I act and the way I laugh and I bid, you won't know half the shit I've been through. You get what I'm saying?
So, like, yeah. I dig that, bro.
For me, it's like, I tell them, like, listen, like, I have a serious side. You feel me? Right. Like, and at the same time, like, I tell them from the gun bust, like, yeah, I really like you, but I have communication issues. I do. I'm going to be real with you. I don't feel like I should have to explain myself to nobody. Like,
grown-ass man.
And it's fucked up. It's fucked up because at the end of the day, that's that vulnerability because they would explain themselves to me. You feel me? But even though I won't ask them to.
Right.
But they feel as though they should explain themselves because they care about me. And they care about how
that,
I feel.
That does make sense. Cause
it'd be fucking me up because it'd be making me feel bad. You feel me? Because it's not like I don't be wanting to do it, but it's like every time I feel as though I'm going to do it, I can't do it. Because it's like I've been in a situation where I tell a motherfucker something and they throw that shit in your mitt and they bash you for it and all types. And they may be acting like they rotting for you at that time. And then once you get them motherfuckers mad, it'd be a whole nother
that's
fucking
their
thing.
That's their arsenal. That's their whole joint. I won't.
That shit won't happen to me. You feel me? Like, let alone by no female, because a woman scorn is a motherfucker.
Ain't like, that the truth?
I wish I would air my dirty laundry with you on some vulnerable shit, and you get mad, and you
throw that shit to Tom, Dick, and Harry. Let everybody know the world. Yo, been in that shit. Like, yo, that shit right there. That's a whole nother motherfucking playing field. But, like, luckily, I'm at that point where, like, I was that how you feel, but, like, I'm with somebody who I can let my guard down with. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and
so,
that's a beautiful thing.
It is. And, like,
and
you
feel it when you can do that.
Exactly. I was just about to say. Right. You'll feel it when you get the one. Like, you'll definitely feel it. And that shit sound cliche as the fuck.
At the end of the day, I was like that with my daughter mom. I was like that with my daughter mom. Like, me and my daughter mom, we not together. But that's my homie, yo. Like, genuinely, you feel me? Like, and on some real shit, I'm one of these toxic motherfuckers. I'd rather you be unhappy with me than see you happy with another
motherfucker. Oh, you a Tory Lanez nigga?
Nigga, I don't give a fuck. You tripping. Because at the end of the day, you don't love that nigga. Like,
not like you love me.
Him. Not like you love me. And you'll never love a nigga like you love me because I gave you a fucking seed.
Right.
Like, you tripping. And at the end of the day, and this fucked up, and I tell females, I'm like, I'm not over my baby mom. Like, I love my baby mom. I'm going to be real with you. But at the end of the day, I'm not no sucker for it.
Yeah, right.
Like, I ain't no sucker for it. Facts. Like, you got to get your shit together. You feel me? Like, not saying she a bum, not she a spectacular mom.
Whatever y'all got to go through.
She's immature, bro, and she do petty shit. I don't got time for that because I'm not that bull. You see what I'm saying? I will leave you in this motherfucker. But I'm not him.
I definitely did that. Stu, you back with us, huh? You here? You cool?
Oh, I'm here, baby. I'm here.
Oh, yeah. For those who don't know, to our listeners, my man is having a up-and-coming anniversary. For y'all that don't know, that's a birthday. Stu is getting older on us.
Yeah, we hitting the OG club, bro. We almost...
Allah has blessed him with another year, you know.
And you know what? Even though it's on wax today, even though it's not today, happy birthday, Stu.
Because we will not be filming. Happy birthday, you old bastard.
Yeah, man. Yo, turn up, man. Bless
you. I remember the times when we were sneaking around the corner and smoking weed and paper.
Oh, shit. Yo. I never smoked weed and paper. I smoked two leaves.
Well, not like, not paper. We're talking about paper. We just couldn't get this. The rep.
We just couldn't get the rep.
I remember when, man, my boy gave me, I remember I used to go shopping in this nigga room.
Oh, shit.
I ain't gonna lie. See, I'm a grown man. I'm a real nigga. I put it on wax.
Yeah,
it's
all good.
I ain't no fraud, nigga. That's
clothes that niggas never got back.
Ain't no fraud. Yo, ain't no fraud in me.
You heard him say, I went shopping.
It ain't no fraud in me. I used to go shopping in this nigga room. Oh, yeah, I'm talking about in middle school when I was living with my pop, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, B, I like these dunks. Yeah, I like these dunks.
The good jumps, like him.
Yeah, let me wear these.
Yo,
baby.
Listen, bro. What? My older brother used to let me borrow sneakers and shit, and then eventually that ball turned into they were mine. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I remember one time I wearing the dunks. A couple years later, I wear the dunks that we go play basketball, right? This nigga, like, yo! Where you get? I'm like, nigga, listen, you gave them to me.
Those shoes look awfully familiar. I just got an urge for the queso.
But actually, I do want to ask. You still on air? I'm sorry, we just having a snack fest in here because we ain't been around each other. Y'all gonna enjoy this with us?
I love these niggas.
It's still early in the podcast. I do want to ask.
What's up?
And I know it's just me. I always, you know, I throw the monkey wrench in the shit every time. That's the type motherfucker I am. I don't follow rules.
Stir the pot a little bit. Stir the pot.
It's all men right here.
Right.
But we do have a female in here.
Oh, man.
And
shout out Complex. What's up?
Shout out Complex. Shout out Sis. But I'm just sitting here, you know, and I feel as though Sis knew what I was about to fuck with her because I was trying to get the eye contact.
I felt the vibe, right?
And every time I looked at her, she looked away. But since like you want to play this game, I'm just going to go right at you. Sis, on a woman's standpoint.
Oh, shit.
Before Ace.
Situationship.
What's your standpoint on situationships and what's the things
that men don't know?
Men don't know. In ways that men can blur the lines. That have you guys thinking it's maybe less than what it is. Because I heard a lot of times, like, females will tell me I never expressed myself to them, so they didn't know what it was, and I end up hurting them because they didn't know what it was. And all that.
I need
you to elaborate.
You've been a recurring guest several times. that's awesome. Yeah. That's pretty dope. Pretty fucking dope. But go ahead. And take your time, Pastor.
Okay, I hope I answer right.
Let's put the mic in front of us. There is no right or wrong answer.
Okay.
You know that. It's all opinion.
So,
yeah, say whatever the hell you say.
I was actually in a situationship with this one guy.
Okay.
And this is the conversation that we had. He liked to cuddle, you know what I'm saying, during after sex. I feel like after.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm a cuddler.
But see, okay.
Even in situations?
Oh, shit.
This is not
right. Let's start it. Let's go.
I like warmth. Like, I can't, like, even with my kids, like, I like my kids, like, I like, you mean, like, being around, even with my baby girl. Yeah, even with my baby girl, like, when Messiah be over the house, like, I let Messiah, like, sleep on my chest. I like contact. But go ahead, sis, finish.
No, I'm just going to say, like, I feel like if I'm in a situationship, what can blur the line is when you do that. When you cuddle, when you kiss, I just feel like that's too intimate. And he had a problem with that. And his words was, I don't care if I take you to see my mom. If I never say out my mouth that we're together, you shouldn't think that it's more than what it is.
Yo,
so, but
I don't do it.
Okay,
that's
okay, but
solid right
but
there.
At the same time though, it was a problem when I said, okay, well then don't do all that with me because that's going to blur the lines for me.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I just feel like cuddling, that's an intimate thing that you should just do with your partner.
Right.
I've had other guys chew me out about this. Like, y'all want us to cook for y'all. Y'all want us to, you know, do this, and that. Basically, I feel like a situationship is just to keep somebody in it while you still go do what you want to do. You don't want to put a title with it, but
yeah.
That's my situation.
Yeah.
But then, like, if you see me with a guy, it's a problem. Well, you never said we was together. I feel like when it gets flipped, that's when it's the problem. Because I feel like that's mind playing.
That's a double standard.
All right, well, to let me play devil's advocate, man. If you saw a man that you was in a situationship with, uh-huh. would you feel some type of way if he was walking down the street with another situationship? Featuring the air quotes today, guys.
Featuring the air quotes.
For me speaking, I would feel a little bit hurt, but I can't say nothing. Because mm-hmm. that's not my place.
Okay. Now, you know I gotta be the asshole. Alright, so I've been in situations where I was fucking with a shorty and we was air quote situations or whatever. Like, and basically all that, what you said, the cuddling, all that cool shit. But I don't cuddle with everybody. You feel me? So, in a nutshell, when I asked her, I seen her with another dude. I ain't tip or nothing like that. You feel me? But I asked her, I'm like, so, you mean, like, what's up? You feel me? Because I was just with you this morning. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
So, she was like, oh, you never made it clear what we was. So, I'm like, oh, all right. So, at the end of the day, I could fuck anybody I want to at the end of the day. Like,
so... No, I think I had to, because, like, that sound like, that scenario, it was too convenient for me, you know what I mean, for that response to be, that was a convenient response to, like, being just caught, I feel like, you know what I mean, like, but then again, you can't be caught in situations, right, because you,
that's what I'm saying, like,
okay,
now, when you keep it player and all that shit, and be like, all right, it's cool, and when you pop out, why it's always an issue. It's like, at the end of the day, yeah, feelings gonna get evolved, but it's like, it's only gonna be serious to the motherfucker who let they feelings show at the end of the day. And that can be male, that can be female, because I was on that end when I let my feelings show, and she wasn't on the same tight time I was on.
Woo! Like, see, but I don't feel like...
And then when I fall back, and then when I draw back, they ask you, like, damn, why you acting like this? Why you, like, you changed? You ain't the same way. No, because I know what it is. We ain't never going to elevate from this
situation.
You feel me? So, what's the point?
So, let me ask y'all a question. As men...
Flip the script.
What do you think that you could do to make a woman catch feelings? Because we had to talk about this before.
Deep dick the shit out of
you. Get what I'm saying? Putting them in all these crazy positions.
When you put the dick in her guts, like when you really put the dick in her guts, like you bend it down and like
see this,
put the dick
in
her guts.
Yo,
that really
like,
changes
this
the whole.
Know,
this
yo, this is spooky shit because you and this motherfucking Stu always tell me this shit. Like, stop fucking these girls like that.
Yo, but it's hard, bro.
All right, listen. I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it because this fucking me, mm-hmm. and y'all know I'm not cocky. I'm confident.
Right.
At the end of the day, as I said before, I'm a little motherfucker, bro. I'm not going to this half-assing on
not
some half
on some shit.
My whole operation, I'm about to. You're
go,
not about to go. You not about to, like you feel me.
Nigga, you ain't
however,
go nowhere.
You ain't. If you ever had it like this, you ain't about to have it like this again for a while.
Yeah, that's
like,
me. Yo,
at
listen.
The end of the day.
I'm a grown ass man, bro.
Fact. I'm not half dicking nobody, bro. I got a whole reputation to a whole. I got a name.
Yeah,
I'm a grown
put my
ass
goddamn
man.
Self out in these streets.
Man,
fuck
and
that.
Not, and I can't but have my name. Fuck? I can't have my name attached to no corny dick, bro.
That is,
period.
Nigga.
At the end of the day,
I'm not having my name attached to no porn.
I'm gonna keep it a buck. I don't have a lot of sexual partners.
I don't care if I fuck you one time and we never have sex again.
You're gonna make sure you remember me. But that's real shit. Like, yo, listen, I keep it a buck. I don't have a lot of sexual partners. Go ahead, Stu.
I'm gonna bust your ass. I'm gonna spit in your mouth, put my thumb in your butt. I'm gonna draw
all one. That shit. Like, I'm doing everything. Yes. Like, don't play. I'm gonna blow you back.
At the end of the day,
out.
This is my twist. Though. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm into this shit, but at the end of the day, don't think for one minute that you got me open.
And I've been there. Listen. That's what I'm saying.
First of all, let's keep it all real. Female was freakier than men, bro. You get her the right way, or whatever. You kiss that thing the right way. You spit on that thing the right way. You spit shine that pussy the right way. She'll let you do whatever. I'm trying to tell you.
I'm not saying that that's not possible, right?
I'm not saying that doesn't happen. It happens every day.
I'm not saying that's not even a bad thing. But like, where are the girls? Like the morals on these women that you got? Wait, hold on.
I got this. I got it.
Listen, morals.
It don't even got nothing to do with like.
If anything, I don't have the morals. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna cut you off.
Them being sexually attracted to that bullshit that y'all talking about. Like that shit sounds.
Wait. Oh, wait, my fault. Are you done?
Go ahead.
Now, cut, to answer that, it's not necessarily that we fucking women with no fucking morals. It's just when you get it to that, when you, like you said, when you spit on it the right way, when you kiss that thing the right way, you look it, you stick it the right way, she becomes the freak she is, bro.
You know why he said that? It's the way I was saying it.
It's the way I was saying it.
Because I would venture to disagree with y'all.
You know I'm uncut.
We're not just going to go with the King, bend over. I'm about to spin your butt. You ain't going to just do that shit. You know I'm cocaine fresh off the book.
I'm uncut. That's why.
I got to say it in a different way.
When you're intimate with a female.
Right.
And, of course, you like this female, you're going to give her oral sex.
Right, and you get into it. See me,
I don't do it for you. At first, I do it for you.
Right.
Well, I'm gonna keep it real. I'm not eating no bitch pussy for them. I mean, I do it for me.
But at the end of the day, see, no, you gotta understand. You ain't letting me finish.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm gonna give you my take after you done.
The first time I ever bite, it's for you to know. Yeah, he solidified like this shit that. You get what I'm saying?
This is A1. After that, everything is in the sauce.
It's me. I'm doing this because I want to do it. Let's be real.
Facts.
If it's good, just like they say, good pussy don't got to suck dick. Good dick don't got to eat pussy. Believe me.
The standard is double.
Because it's females that I had sex with, I never put my lips on them.
And I think it's the consensus. Like, it's a choice to put your mouth on anything, right?
Yeah, it's a choice. It's a choice. But at the end of the day, why do it if you're not going to do it the right way? Why is we really in this joint having sex if we not going all out?
If I'm not trying to rock your fucking world.
If I'm not trying to make you crazy, what the fuck am I having sex with you for?
I'm just saying, bro.
See, you think a lot. You're a philosopher, ass.
Back to what I was saying.
I always tell you this, cause you think a lot, and that's why I love you so much. You my other side of the brain that I don't use. But at the end of the day, it's like, bro, let's be real. We know why we here. Like in your situation, we ain't gonna dwell on it too much. But the situation my boy got today.
We're not going to speak on that too much.
Yeah, but you know, I know exactly what's going on.
So, this
situation today has been brewing for some years now.
This shit is like a beef stew.
A nice joint.
You throw the wine in there, that shit's been simmering and tenelating for some years.
Yes. And tonight, I think we're going to get a cup of stew.
Somebody gonna get some stew tonight.
Somebody about to get the cup of stew. And over the years, this stew been simmering. This shit's so tender. It's about to fall off the bone.
Lord Jesus.
But at the end of the day,
that's gonna be some good. Yeah.
It's not near sweat dropping off my man head. You know why?
Because we've been here before.
Because we've been here before. This is Jordan in game six.
I've been here.
We're here
and we're ready.
Yo, I love y'all.
And we're ready.
This nigga funny as shit.
You know what I'm saying? We got our gold BBSs on. Like, I've been sitting outside the McDonald's drive thru and I caught a man slipping.
And I've been talking so much shit, I forgot what I was about to say. Yo, but the situationship of his situation that's about to take place tonight is how shit lines will be blurred.
Lines will be blurred.
Like, as of tonight, lines will be blurred.
And he said it wasn't.
We know it is. But lines will be blurred. And I wish the listeners would know what the fuck
we was talking about. God damn it.
But at the end of the day, we're going to leave that where it's at. But still... I want you to serve a nice heaping bowl of stew up.
Take the top off the pot, stew. Shit.
Give her a lot of broth.
A lot of broth.
This dude, man.
And don't forget the vegetables.
And the celery seeds.
I felt like you was going to say don't forget the vegetables. I don't know why.
But yo, digressing back to the situation. Like, getting back to what you were saying. Like, what type of, like... Why can't we give them the lazy doodle type shit? Like, what's the whole purpose? Like, you know what I'm saying? My whole thing is, if I'm gonna do it, like, I'm relating with you on this, being if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it to the extent. I'm gonna do it to, well, you think I'm gonna make, you gonna remember the motherfucker out of me. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's hard to hold back.
No, it's just the consideration. That's why I was bidding with him, like, not in all and all, but I'm saying, like, with females, period, he'll always be like, yo, like, you know how they'll get. Like, don't be on no. But at the end of the day, it's like, bro.
That shit feel good.
We know why we here, bro.
I don't watch that happen to the best of us, man.
And then let's be real. It be the sexual tension sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, the tension.
Especially
be real.
If, yo, I'm a nigga that don't get
so no, what you like, saying
well,
is...
Back then. I'm a
so
nigga
what
that
you
getting
is
off
if
so.
You dick they soul out every time, every single time, that we gonna have a better relationship.
I mean, it's less stress because she'll be sleep.
She'll be happy.
I feel like it just create more of like a need and a want for the dopamine. You know what I mean? Cause
okay.
This ain't free. I can agree with that. My scenario.
How do you feel, Kaka? I feel like you want to say something.
No, I just feel like y'all know what the fuck y'all doing. Like, y'all all just said, no, I'm not even going to put you in this, dude.
Oh,
you,
shit.
Bino, and Ace just said, I want you to remember me. Mm-hmm. Why we gotta remember you if it's just a situationship? Like, y'all be
because
setting...
Because I'm not anybody.
But y'all be setting that up, though. Y'all are setting up the drama.
And
like,
that's why
you
want to
be remembered. Because, no, Bino, just hear me out.
Thank you.
You fuck her, right? You said you fuck her to where she can't... Like, that all she can think about is you.
No,
listen, no, listen.
Yeah.
You want to be remembered. No, this is for you too, Ace.
I don't give a damn about that shit. Let's go.
This is for you. So, you want to be remembered. She ain't calling no other niggas.
Right.
She going to be calling you. And then the time, that one time that you can't be there, oh, that's what I'm telling you. That's where the crazy come out at.
Yo, and that's when it happens.
Exactly.
Every time.
Listen though, but this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. It's crazy cause it's crazy cause like why is it like, oh my god, like,
do you need me to elaborate now?
Like,
are you ready to listen?
Like, oh my god.
Are you ready to listen? Did you get the epiphany that you were looking for? That we've been talking about this for like years, my man. Me and you have been having this conversation for how long?
Oh,
how many kids is this now that we've been having this
conversation?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it took me to have it to do you one time to learn not to do you. Now,
I like the way he did that.
Yo.
Now let's get into it. I'm gonna
get into my
see,
piece.
This is why we need a female here though.
I'm gonna play back off to what she's saying. Right,
because I gotta finish. And I want to meet her where she was at. Cause y'all,
I'm gonna say this shit with the utmost respect. When it comes to doing that, why is it's the toxic masculinity. I will say that. But it's like the, yeah, motherfucker. It's like the, that self-esteem factor. Yeah, motherfucker. It's like, yeah, I'm the man, motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like, yo, because I'm not no regular boy. Like,
and then this is where I'm trying to get my brothers to meet y'all new ladies at, right here. And this would take y'all sex game to the next level. I believe in me, fellas. Okay. I believe in you. You believe in me. Just listen to my game. Then you hit them with, if you're not fucking them for your power, because that's like a power and control thing. You understand? Okay. Like,
yeah, I did that.
After a while, like, that. Yeah. That's why your relationship ain't going to work. I'm going to keep it real, because it's going to start to feel like, oh, you fucking me for your selfish needs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know what I mean? No, I dig it. No, 100%.
And then that's where niggas can't communicate, because they don't know how, they don't have no other game. They can't, they don't have no other stroke right. In the book.
Right,
they don't have
right.
No other stroke in the book. All they know is, I'm a dick you. I'm
right,
a dick
right. They don't know shit else. They don't know how to.
They don't know how to take your time.
That's the
thing. And feel the orgasm.
I'm really one of them. I'm really one of them dudes that see, this the whole thing.
Oh, man.
No, listen. Time out.
I hear you. I know what you about to say, because you my blood. But go ahead.
Listen,
I hear you.
B, you know.
We are highly adaptable young men. So I don't like hearing this.
I done went to movies. Out to eat, chill with females before I even had sex with them, bro.
It's not that.
Like,
I've been
generally vibing, bro. Mm-hmm. And every time I'll be like, bro, it is what it is. Like, I ain't pressed to hit, bro. Like, if I hit, I hit. I don't be tripping. It's just that after I tag, it be the sexual tension, bro. Like, let's be real. Like, we like each other. We going to the movies. We going out eating. We chilling. We chilling. At the most, we probably kissed each other.
And now you don't.
But ain't nothing go further than that.
Yeah, but this
so
is why
me
you
and you chilling
you
in this fucking apartment, and it's me and you in this joint. On your fucking couch or in your room watching a fucking movie, and what every female seeing you getting a motherfucking room. Oh, you ain't no outside clothes on my bed. That's bed bugs and shit. Yeah, we ain't doing that.
But listen to
this. Or we'll be in the living room. I'll be in there 9 times out of 10. She probably smoke, so we'll probably blow. We watching a movie. We chilling. We vibing. Then it's that, it happens every fucking time.
That awkward silence.
That awkward ass. No, not that awkward silence. Oh, that, even if you sober. That awkward ass look.
Pause.
Sorry. Yeah, that little pause, that look y'all do at each other, but it's that joint, all right. We look back at the TV like,
what's the
all right,
situation,
going,
for real?
You mean, I ain't going, you mean? Like, then somebody gonna make that first move, and then the next motherfucker gonna be with it, because you're not gonna feel like, damn, I ain't gonna wanna feel like I'm playing her, because I want this shit just as much as she do.
See, but y'all didn't even have a conversation, though. Y'all realize that y'all didn't even have a conversation.
See, you are. Another. See,
like,
see,
y'all
see.
Didn't have no, like, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Like, I'm trying to say, like, the game has to evolve. You can hate me all you want. You can look at me all you want. Your game has to evolve, my man. Because you, in order to build sustainability,
I done had whole conversations. That's dialogue. Not, it's, what are you talking about?
What type
about,
of conversation?
Not about sex.
But
I don't
see, it's
to
not
talk
about,
about
the con. Like, it's not. See, you,
go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You are
ahead.
Not letting me finish.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Kanye West.
No, my fault. Thank you. So, like, in situationships, and this is why, like, I tell you. About, like, baby dick in a situation shit.
I'm sorry. That's just
you know what I mean? Like, sure. I tell you this all the time about baby dick in a situation shit. We got to level up, and we got to take some losses on those situationships. I know you like to take wins. I'm a winner, too, bro. You know, I got more wins than losses. But you take what's called a strategic loss, because at the end of the day, you gonna lose. Listen, man, you done fucked this bitch. You done fucked her brains out a million times, right? Mm-hmm. She, her eyes done rolled back a million times. And then, you know, the one time you done, ooh, you know, I'm done early on her. Just hit you on purpose. on purpose. Because a lot of niggas don't know how to, you know what I mean? I'm done early on purpose. A lot of niggas, they get into the joint, they be like, you know what I mean? And then they want to wife it. They want to wife it because they can't really muster the whole gumption to really deal with a relationship. So every time they want to prove that they got that relationship long suffering dick. See what I'm saying? I'm going to fuck her for 10 hours.
Right,
and I'm going to beat the pussy down.
Which is really corny if you really know what you're doing. Because if you really not, but go ahead.
Go ahead. Explain, elaborate, my nigga.
Yo, we done said nigga so many times. I thought
it's cool. I mean,
this is a different topic right here.
This thing got personal. This more like personality versus personality.
We breaking rules. That's what's happening.
At the end of the day, it's like, all right, I get what you're saying. I do. And I feel where you're coming from, you and sis, but at the end of the day, females don't be half assing, half stepping the situation. You know what a female do? Believe this right here. A lot of females do. I ain't gonna lie, they do. But look, Tom, if that female like you, bro, she'll suck the balls out your dick.
What?
And then you'll every be out this joint stuck.
Every child that don't exist no
out
more.
Out this joint looking for this bitch in the daytime with a flashlight, losing your fucking mind. Or it'll just be that female that maybe you never had a female on birth control. So now you dumping it.
Oh, man. It's wrong. Raw dog. You tripping. Real rap.
This is
real
rap.
This is situations.
We ain't talking about you.
This is situations. These situations happen.
This real shit that happened.
Are you dumping in no coats out here, fellas?
What happened?
Hey, I mean, I'm in a relationship.
I guess that might be a too direct question for y'all.
I'm in a relationship, so... We already know what's happening there.
It's like, no, I can't, you know what I mean? I can't.
First of all, I
can't
do all
I can't fake like your boy ain't never been outside with his umbrella all
day. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, like you ain't gonna let the water hit you a couple times.
But I'm just saying.
Shit.
I was just about to say,
we can't praise that behavior.
We're not praising it. It's reflections, nigga.
Even if they, oh, it's the 2020 hindsight.
We're not praising it.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
We talking about sex here, bro.
He has some technical difficulties. Are we all right?
I got scared for a second.
Yeah, I did too. I don't know what the hell. Yeah. Lord God.
We talking about sex here, people. Situationships, okay?
I mean,
in a nutshell, situationships is sex, bro.
And I feel like it might be just
friends with benefits.
I think it might just be me because the just sex thing, like, has always been a problem, even when. Like, I would have to be a savage in my savage bag for just sex not to be a problem for me.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would have to actually be, like, upset about some shit. You know what I mean? Like, right now, me being, like, that wouldn't work for me right now. Like, I'm cool. I'm at peace. But, like, a year ago, maybe. I'm keeping it all the way funky with y'all. Like, the savagery is real. Like, I don't know about y'all, but I like, y'all know who Cyrano de Bergerac is?
Yeah, I know Cyrano de Bergerac.
Cyrano de Bergerac.
We did that during the school.
You know what I mean? I often consider myself a Cyrano de Bergerac, you know, kind of archetype. But I, you know what I'm saying? I can be savage. You know what I mean? More like Kanye West, if you want to think about it.
All right, I'm this boy. I'm confusing.
Oh, shit. See, you playing. You're not confusing, you playing.
I'm not playing, because at the end of the day...
Saying it with a smile on his face. Ladies, just so you know.
Yeah, just so you know. Oh,
at the end of the day, if I care about you, I care about you. And I'm going to be here for you. I'm going to ride with you regardless, right? Now, if the situation should go further, okay, it goes further. I ain't tripping. Like, I'm one of them niggas that don't mind being in a relationship. You feel me? I really don't. But at the end of the day, you know what killed me? You know what it be? You know what it be every time, I swear? And you can contest this, and you can stop me if I'm lying. Every time I get in a situation with a female, and I'll probably, like, post a pic with her or something like that, or probably put her up for, like, a WCW or something. Mm-hmm. Or she'll post me. I tell them, oh, don't post me, yo. Like... Real rap.
In fact, you can post me.
Because it's always going to be a story. And then it's always every time. Every time. Oh, I lied to you not. Me and B in this joint, what, like a year ago. And I remember it like it was yesterday. I'm in this joint. That's when I was talking to the Muslim joint. We ain't going to keep her name disclosed. We talking. She was like, yeah. You know this girl named Chuck and Chuck? I'm like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
She was like, oh, yeah, you fucked her mom.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was awkward. You feel me? Like, I fucked your best friend.
I'm pretty sure.
You see what I'm saying?
That was the case. Like, but, like, it shouldn't have been her place to ask. You know, yeah. You know what they say? You can take a picture as long as you don't.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
can I enlighten you one more time?
Go ahead.
Hold on.
That's
hit the microphone.
That's when it just comes down to communication. You got to let the person know. Like you said, I think back season one, got to tell him from the gun bust about everything. Tell him everything. Listen, you going to post me. You going to hear some crazy stories.
I tell him that.
They still be off the wall.
And they still be off the wall.
That's the crazy thing that happens.
Like, but it's not like I don't say, and that's why I can really talk my shit on this.
I'm gonna talk my shit on this
because I've been through this shit multiple times. I tell them what it is, and they still act crazy on me. So it don't be me. And if this motherfucker got something to say, he can say it right now.
Say it right now, nigga. Yeah. Scrap right here in the motherfucking street. Like, nigga. All right,
well, I mean. People want to go there. They want to stick their chest out. Man.
Oh, shit.
Like.
Say it with chest. Little ass nigga. Chest.
I'm going to just tell y'all, like, my man needs help. Dude.
Oh, shit.
Like, he got a prop. He like pretty things. And. If you make him bored, you're not pretty anymore.
Oh, shit. Damn. Oh, shit, nigga. Damn. Yo, that's the us. Woo.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if y'all bored this nigga, he not going, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, soon
shit.
As y'all start.
This is on wax.
No, see, like, soon as y'all wild. Start getting under my man, like, ew, like, the first time y'all had a. The first time y'all asked him to do something that he really not with, which is like, you know what I mean? Coming over out of his own schedule. Yeah, tell him, coming over out of your own schedule. Oh, she wild, B. Like, she's wrong. Like, it's my time, bruh. Like, I know she like the dick and all, but, you know what I mean? Like, cuz, I'm like, man. Nigga, that's what you keep doing to yourself, bro. If you do it once, and then they call you that second time, and this the situationships again. Understand why I'm classifying this.
I understand.
Acceptable behavior to go ahead and hit and miss. You know what I mean? Once or twice.
Shag and dash. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Situationship. You gotta keep it. You gotta keep it that way. Cause then this is why you get frustrated. You get into these zones, they be all confused. And you said it, I'm confusing. You're not confusing, nigga. You know exactly what you're doing. Stop playing with these hoes. Bill Bellamy ass, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? These kids these days, man. Like, I try to tell them, they act like niggas ain't never been there before.
Oh,
you know
my
what I mean?
God.
We wear the same, we put my leg. One pants leg on at a time.
Oh, man.
These young whippersnappers be blowing my high.
Hey.
Yo. Ho. You know what? All right, we're going.
You know what was real? Because he came in like, yo, you know what?
Nigga, all right. Whatever. Anyway,
like, you know what I'm saying? All right. Yeah, we're going to wrap this up, dog. Yo, listen here. Basically, long story short, man. Get your shit together, y'all. If you want to be in a situation and turn it into a relation, turn that shit into a relation. If not...
And according to these motherfuckers, give out some corny dick here and there.
No. I don't. I don't attest for that. Give out the dick. Give that shit. Make your stand. Make your mark, motherfucker.
That's how I feel.
Real shit.
You know what I mean?
Stake your claim.
Stake your fucking claim.
If you're gonna do all that, you're going to give out the good dick, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I feel like this shit ain't free. You know what I mean? That's my personal opinion. But let me tell you, if you're going to give it out every time, accept accountability.
Exactly.
Young men.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because every action has a reaction.
That, you know what?
And
I think that's what needs to change.
If you hitting the back wall and you getting up in their soul, and that's what you want to do every time, and you wonder why you don't got no peace in your life. You know,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, this bitch, you're getting on my nerves. And then you want to move on every time. Like, every time you stroking these girls, you got to move on. Every time. It must be something wrong with...
You know what, man? Stu, I agree with you. Listen, we're going to end it off like this. Give these bitches the dick. Give them the dick, but take accountability for what come with it.
Yeah,
that's
take
it.
Take accountability.
That's it. That's all you got to do. Once you start doing that, you be good. And then you better
Stu
figure your life out.
A long time ago, you know, that you when you pipe them down, it's a problem. It's always going to be a problem. It's never going to be... You're never going to get it right when you pipe it down. Like, you're never going to get it right. Because ultimately, like my man keeps saying, it's about the sexual tension.
Yeah.
They want that. They want that. They looking for that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They want to rub genitals, correct?
Genitals. Oh, man. All right, y'all. We're going to head out this piece, man. Listen here. Well, it's all love, peace, love, tranquility. Everybody have a blessed day. Take your times out there. Be safe. Bino, say we out, nigga.
We out. Fuck you.
Stupid pipe. Pop!
This shit ain't over once we get off the air, motherfucker.
Stu Pipe, say we out.
Yo, we out of here.
Yeah, we out, y'all. Blessings, peace, and love, y'all.
I tried to warn you, cuz. He wanted to play, man.
Yeah, I'll holler at y'all, man. We out.